I feel some things on my heart. I feel like the Holy Spirit wants to highlight another thing first, and that is, He just doesn't want us to bring us too close to the promises of God, or hear about the promises of God, or see the beauty of the promises of God. He wants to go all the way. So the title of this message is simply, The Rest of the Way. There was a man in the book of Acts, and the Bible says every day he was lame from his womb, but they laid him by the gate beautiful. And many of us are by the promises, but we need to go the rest of the way. And he was by the gate beautiful. And if you look at history, there's accounts, because how many know in the Bible, there's other accounts besides the Bible about biblical days. There's Josephus, and they talk about Jesus. I would love to see this man Jesus so he could do some magic tricks. So no, Jesus really existed. That's not the question. In fact, there's more evidence for Jesus than Alexander the Great, but yet they believe him so easy. So he was by the gate beautiful, lame from the womb. And the gate beautiful, history says it took 20 people to bring the gate in, at least 20. It was huge, and it was heavy, and it was beautiful. It wasn't an ugly gate, and our promises are beautiful, but God wants us to walk the rest of the way. And every day, he was just simply by the gate, lame, couldn't walk. And today, the Holy Spirit, I believe, wants to grab our hand. It was John and Peter, right? So they said, look at us, and they grabbed his hand, and the Bible says his ankles and his feet were strengthened, and he stood up, and he walked into the temple. See, the gate wasn't the purpose. The gate's not to go look at the gate. It's like, you know, a billboard says Buc-ee's. I love Buc-ee's. The purpose of the billboard is to point you to Buc-ee's. It's not so you stand there and go, look at the billboard. I love Buc-ee's. God doesn't say promises just because they're words. They're actually tangible things in the kingdom of God. So today he wants us to walk the rest of the way. So they had the gate called beautiful, and men carried him to the gate every day, lame from his womb. Men can pray for you. It was said in worship, we can't worship for you. They can bring you so far, but you need to walk the rest of the way. And so God, today God wants to strengthen us so we walk the rest of the way. Because the things they're tangible. There's not just sermons, there's real people behind those sermons. It's not just, and I'm going to talk about some things in my life that are walls and hindrances. See, because it says in Jeremiah, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. That word mighty in Hebrew does not mean strong and bold. It means fenced in, inaccessible, things you have not seen before. Amen. So he was at the gate, by the gate, beautiful. He was there every day. It was the most beautiful gate. 20 men brought it in. It was brass and stuff, but it's not enough. You need to enter. See, the purpose of the gate was they would enter. People would pass him every day praising God, and yet he was begging. People would, see, it's not enough to see other people have promises. God wants you to walk the rest of the way. It's not enough for other churches, other people, other things to talk about, finances or marriages or things. And we're going to talk about the hindrances, because when I first got saved, it was my second prophetic word. The first one freaked me out. I was sitting in a service, we're seeing a prophetic lady, and she didn't give me a word. And this man leaned forward, and he says, God sees you. He knows. He starts giving me his word. It freaked me out. I didn't even turn around. I just went, But the second word is, you're going to be a great financial channel to the body of Christ. And I've received many words, many, 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 and I'm not bragging, okay? You have words over your life. But there was a wall no one talked about. And that wall was fear to fail. That's a wall in my life, fear to fail. So it doesn't matter what's behind the wall. That wall needed to come down. John, you have a fear to fail. So they came and they talked about the temple. They came and talked about the praise. They came and talked how awesome it was, but there I was, lame by the promises, sitting by the promises of God. And so as beautiful as the gate is, as awesome as the words are, that's not the purpose. The purpose of the word is not the word. The purpose of the word is actually the tangible thing you need to walk in, but I have to walk the rest of the way. And so this beginning of this year, I told Pastor Easy, I have an idea. I'm going to show it in March. I'm not saying it's coming to market, but the prototype. He goes, what is it? I says, I'm not telling you. You'll see it. I'm not telling anybody because I don't want anything, any words, anything to stop me from going the rest of the way. See, it's got John, and they come, and they say, you're going to write checks, big checks. And Pastor Allen even said, prophesy, business and ministry are one. I have a desire to go places and preach and leave offerings and not take money. Why? Because I'm going to talk to the millionaire. I didn't come for your money. I came for your soul. See, I'm richer than you, but I'm doing it for free. Why? Because I have to walk the rest of the way. So God doesn't want us to just sit by the gate beautiful. Talk about the gate beautiful. It took 20 men. He knew that man wasn't blind. He knew everything about that gate. All the intricacies. On October 3rd, this man come and prophesied. He's describing the gate. Not enough. 2017, 2016, 1996, it's not enough. Those are to strengthen us so we get up and we walk the rest of the way. And he was strengthened and he walked in without help. No longer was anyone carrying him. The next day, guess what? He didn't go by the gate beautiful. He went through the gate beautiful. And so there's walls in our life that need to come down. And so God wants to expose those walls. What? Not condemning. And it was sin. Fear is sin. God's dealing with me about fear. No, really, you're still struggling with it. Let's be honest. God's dealing with me about spoken. No, you're still, he's still dealing with you, but it's all up to God to be over. You need to get strength so you walk the rest of the way, amen? Because the countries he prophesied are real. The marriages are real. I know some of you single people think, what? They're real people. One day, there'll be someone sitting right there, right next to him. He may not eat lunch with all of us every day. Amen? So it's real. So God, the kingdom of God is not just word. The Bible is written, but it's not just word. Let me give you an example. Reinhard Bonnke, who my favorite ministries is with the Lord now. I love Reinhard Bonnke. Miracles. When you think about Reinhard Bonnke, you think of souls and miracles, right? People would come by the millions live in Africa. Why? Because of the healings. And when they saw the healings, they would give their life to Christ. There was a woman who saw his poster in a village in Africa, and she goes, her husband just died. He was 30-some years old. He just died. She goes, I need to get him to him. So she goes to the meeting. Reinhard goes, I don't know what's going on. And she tries to bring the casket, and they say, no, you ain't bringing no casket in the service. Reinhard goes, I'm preaching. They go, take the casket out. We'll let you put it in the basement. So there's the dead man, embalmed, has a death certificate. Dead. Reinhard's preaching. And then after the service, Reinhard's in the green room, and she hears pounding on the wall. He's breathing. And Reinhard's thinking, who's breathing? We're all breathing. There's a woman that says, I need to give him the service. So there was great, mighty miracles. But you know what before that? You know what Reinhard had? He had a wall. So over the wall was all the miracles and signs and wonders. There was a wall. He thought, only great men of God pray for the sick. I pray for souls. Because it's not enough for the wall to come down. You need to enter in. It wasn't enough for him to stand up straight. He needed to enter in for himself, praising God. He went in. He walked in. He's the one that praised God with them. And the next gate, guess what? They didn't land by the gate beautiful. He went through the gate beautiful, praising God. See, so we need to go through those things. So Reinhard had that. He goes, so I had a church. He goes, we were a miracle-free zone, no miracles. He goes, I do souls. And he goes, I'm going to go get a great man of God to come and do miracles. Because it was always in his heart, but he didn't think it was for him because he was by the gate beautiful. So he says, okay, come. Man says, okay, I'll come. Man gets up. Come tomorrow night, the sick will be prayed for. Reinhard goes, what are you doing? He's thinking, they're all there to see the great man of God. I pray for souls. You pray for healing. Wall. He did not know what was behind him, but call to me, and I will answer you. Great and fenced in, inaccessible things that you did not know. See, Reinhard didn't know. He was only thought he was walls. So the next day, he's driving to the meeting. And he goes, it's even bigger. He goes, I see a cripples walking down the mountain on all fours. And he thought, Jesus is going to be able to show himself today. Because the man of God, the wall, is going to pray for him. He goes, I go by his hotel. He's leaving. Reinhard goes, what are you doing? He goes, I'm leaving. He goes, you said you were going to pray for the sick. He goes, no, Reinhard. I said the sick will be prayed for. He goes, God told me to leave. So now Reinhard has a choice. The wall's down, but he still has to cross over. He can dismiss them. See, today when God gives you strength, you can just walk out, be dismissed, nothing changes, or you can start to enter into what he's called you to do. And some of the wall is timing. Some of it's fear. Some of it's relationships that you should not have in your life, and some of it's because you isolate people and don't have it. I don't know what the wall is, but the wall for me in the area of business was fear to fail. And if you are afraid to fail, you're not going to make a lot of money. You're going to work for someone your whole life, paycheck to paycheck. I had a word in my life, reckless. You're going to be a reckless man of faith, Ed Trout. You know what reckless means? Not worried about the consequences. You can't be a reckless man of faith if you... Now, in the area of ministry, because you can have walls in different areas. In the area of ministry, Lena gave me strength. I preach, no problem. In the area of business, it's a different area. So don't think this wall is just every... No, there's different areas that keep you from entering in, that people carry you. People prophesy over you. People show you how beautiful the gate is, and there you sit. People talk about it. You have a book. You have lists. You have things. All those things are good, but those things are to give you strength so you can walk in and enter into what you didn't have access before. Because the gate is not the purpose. The prophetic word is not the purpose. Getting a word about a book is not the purpose. Inside that temple is people, and people need Jesus, and they're going to be healed, and they're going
going to be saved, and churches need to be built, and businesses, people, orphans. There's actually things behind the gate. So we can talk about the gate all we want. But if you're sitting there by the gate, beautiful, God says it's not enough. I want to give you strength in your feet and your elbows and your ankles to walk in. So there's Reinhard. The wall is crushed. Now what? So he shows up and he tells the ushers in his church, I have some bad news and I have some good news. I won't try to copy his accent. He goes, the bad news is the great big man of God left. The good news is Jesus is still here. And so he says, my ushers all went into a room and started praying. So he goes, it was packed. He goes, we're going to pray for this. He goes, the man of God left, but Jesus, and he started declaring it. And all of a sudden, people started breaking out in healings. And that started him on. But it never would have happened if he didn't cross that wall. You know, if he always had a man, I preach the gospel, they pray for the sick. God says, no, Reinhard, I'm crushing the wall today, but I need you to walk over. You could have dismissed him, but he said, no. What, something rose inside you. Reinhard, it's not the great man of God. It's not the names in history. There's one name that's not, it's not Smith Wigglesworth. It's not Heidi Baker. It's Jesus. It's not Bill Johnson. It's not Patricia King. Those people, if you talk to them, they want to usher in Jesus, but there was one name. See, on the poster was the great man of God. He's the gifted one. Reinhard says, no, Jesus is here. And he's always preached that. That's why he can raise up Daniel Kaluna, because it's not him. If it's him, it stops. Because it's not him, it can keep going. Amen? Of course, he plays. I'm not going to preach too much longer, but I feel like God wants to minister to us today. So you have Reinhard had a wall in ministry. You had me, business. And you had the man gate beautiful. Because we need the whole picture. You know that that's people say, you shall know the truth. You shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Really what they're talking about is a truth. They're talking about giving you a truth in this situation. And there's some truth in there. That's not what Jesus said. If he was talking to the people that were following him, the Jewish people, he said, if you abide in my words and my words abide in you, then you will be my disciples, and then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The truth is not just something that's true. The truth is actually a person. That's what Jesus was talking about. So it's not, I want a truth for this situation so I can get out of it. That's not what he's talking about. I want a truth for this situation so I can, it can help me here. That's not what he's talking about. There's some truth in that. But Jesus said, if you are my disciples, and you abide in my word, that means remain in what I say, then you're my disciples indeed. And then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free, which means it's almost like a process. It's not like setting an animal. He's making you free if you abide in his word. So I don't know what gate you're sitting at today, but God wants to give you strength so you get up and you enter into what he's called you to do. Because it's not enough to be by something. It's not enough to be next to something. And every day he would sit there and people would walk in and he could hear the sounds. You know, I grew up in California, and I would walk by these huge houses and I could hear people swimming. But we didn't have a pool. I could hear people swimming, splashing, and sometimes you could see people jumping over the diving board over the wall, because there's a wall, right? They jump, and look fun. But I had a friend. He said, John, we had a mutual friend. He says, John, we're gonna go see our friend. His name was Fred. This kid was a trip. His family was extremely wealthy, but their house had a wall, and it was secure. This kid, it looked like he never combed his hair. It looked like a grenade went off in his hair, right? So he goes, come on, we're going to go. So he goes, put your swimming trunks under your pants. So we had our swimming trunks under our pants. So we go to his house. I was scared. He's all, hey, Fred, what's up? What do you want to do? So he mentioned swimming. So he said, come on in. He goes, well, go home and get your trunks. He goes, no, we already got them. It was a bold friend. I didn't know the father, but I knew the son. And the son gave me entrance to the house. And the Holy Spirit was like that kid. He says, come on, John, let's knock. I know the son. I want to introduce you to the son of the house, so now you have entrance in. So no longer was me walking by the wall hearing the sound. What are you saying, John? It's not enough just for the sound of our prophecies. There was actually a tangible pool that I could swim in. See, I was made for that pool and I knew it. But I was too afraid to ask. But here's the deal. My friend couldn't swim for me. The invitation was there. And I used to go to Fred's house without him. We used to go all the time. I think his dad was in the mafia. thinking he just pick up on his phone, listen. Fred was a trip. But we had full access to the house. His mom loved me because I was a good kid. I had parted hair. I was nice. She would come in. He'd open the fridge, make sandwiches, tell his mom what to do. But the Holy Spirit introduced me to the Son. And the Son introduced me because there was a door. I didn't need to go over the wall. I just needed to go through the door. And let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit is saying today, Jesus is the door. If you know the Son, he gives you entrance. So no longer did I have to walk by walls and hear the sound of splashing and laughing. I could enter into something I did not have access to, because call to me and I will answer you and show you inaccessible things that you did not know. I didn't know about his pool. I heard about it, but I didn't know. I heard about the prophecies about finances, but I don't know what it's like to write a $100,000 check to an orphanage. I don't know what it's like to write a $1 million check and stuff, but God wants you to enter. It's not just about money, friends. It's about entering into everything he's called you to enter into, and he's saying the promises are real. They're not just words. They're tangible. It was a real pool. And it wasn't like a small pool. Like I used to live in, Pastor Allen was like so dinky. He's like, dink, dink, dink. It was like a bathtub in the backyard. This wasn't like that. Then I was the one jumping off the diving board. I was the one swimming. Why? I didn't own it. I didn't pay $1 for the house, but I knew the Son. My name wasn't on the mortgage, but I knew the Son. And that father loved Fred. He loved Fred. And because Fred loved me, he loved me. That dad would let me in. They'd make me sandwiches. John, what do you want? Stuff I didn't get at home. My brother and I used to have to split a Coke. No. Have a whole Coke. That was a big deal to me. See, in the Father's house, his resources are unlimited. His love is never ending. You just got to know the Son, and you can walk by the wall your whole life. You can sit at the gate your entire life and talk about the words, or you can say, I want to know the Son. Come with me. When you're afraid to knock, he can stand on the door. And when Fred opened up, I didn't need him anymore because he introduced me. And the Holy Spirit wants to reintroduce some of you to faith. Some of you, he wants to strengthen you so you can enter in to what you did not have access to. You didn't know it. See, you didn't know it. You don't know every country. You don't know every sermon. You don't know every books. Pastor Lena, I had a dream about you this week. Sunday. I had 4 spiritual dreams, and one was you. And I'm standing there, and Bill Johnson is there. He's just watching me pray for you. And I said, books. And when I said it, I knew God was just saying, many books. You went down, and he went down. I just said, books, books. Said it twice. You were both slain. And I said, no distractions in the name of Jesus. And that was the end. Why Bill Johnson? Because Bill Johnson has more influence in his books than his sermons. If you look on the day of the podcast of Bethel, he doesn't preach that much, but it's his books that gave him entrance. And Lena, I believe God wants you not just to write one book, but many books. And he wants to stop the distractions in that people try to bring, the walls, some things you will need to say no to. But Lord, it's not that we don't have to, she will still pastor you, but she will pastor you her way, the way she wants, with her ways. It's not about journeys. Friends, it's time we grow up. And it's time when we get strengthened and we can enter in. I just had to know the Son. And I had access to both stories. We used to go 1 level, 2 level. He had video games before anybody had video games. I'd open the fridge and there was an abundance. John, what are you? I never left hungry. I never left unhappy. Why? Because I just knew the Son, and I went through the door. Jesus is the door. If you abide in my words and my words abide in you, then you will be my disciples. And then I will make you free. Free to what? Not just free from sin, free to do things. Our life is not just what don't we do, it's what we do. We don't drink, we don't smoke, we don't chase boys, we don't chase girls. What do? We get on planes and go to orphanages and write checks. We preach sermons, we write books. We start businesses, we lay hands on people that have a baby. That's what we do. It's the book of Acts, not the book of thoughts, not the book of prayers, not the books of sitting by the gate beautiful. So Lord, I thank you today. I thank you today for the impartation of the Holy Spirit. God, I thank you for Fred Momeyer, just one person, the Son. And the Son opened the door. And the door, I was in the Father's house. And it was unlimited to me. Do you know what it's like to walk in a house where it's unlimited? We'd go here, they'd pay. We'd go there, they'd pay. All because I knew the Son. It didn't matter to me that his hair was clumped up. See, we judge Jesus. He's just a carpenter's son. He only did what he did in your life. No, friends. Jesus is not just what's gone in your life in the past. Jesus is the way maker. He's the story changer. He's the baby producer. He's the church starter. He's the fire enabler. He's the salvationer. John, it's not a word. I don't care.
But see, we get proper and we get nice and we know how to speak and we know how to say the wall. We meet on Sunday. See, every day we come on a Sunday, every Sunday from Sunday, but we're still laying, we're sitting by our promises. But God, I thank you today for revealing the walls in our life. Just like you revealed in the wall in my life, John feared to fail. He did not show me that so I would just sit by it. He showed me that, says, okay, God, I'm not, that's not going to hold me back anymore. You're going to break down the wall and now I must enter in. I have to buy the products. I have to make the prototype. I have to go to the people. But now I have strength to, because that wall will no longer hold me from the promises of God. So Lord, I thank you for every wall in here. Some of you have the wall of unforgiveness and it's kept you from many things. Some of you have the walls of selfishness or comfort. So Holy Spirit, I thank you for introducing us to the Son. And Jesus, I thank you for opening yourself, not just a door, you opened yourself and given us strength today to walk in those things that we didn't even know existed. Call to me, ask me, and I will answer you and show you great and inaccessible things that have been fenced off, walled off, pools that you didn't enter into. I will show you mighty things that you did not know. So Holy Spirit, I thank you for breaking down walls.